Alhamdulillah nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayh. Wa na'udzu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. May yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa may yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu. Wa nashhadu anna sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa maulana Muhammadan 'abduhu wa rasuluhu. Amma ba'du, fa'udzu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. إذ قال له ربه أسلم قال أسلمت لرب العالمين إبراهيم بنيه ويعقوب يا بني إن الله اصطفى لكم الدين فلا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون أم كنتم شهداء إذ حضر يعقوب الموت إذ قال لبنيه ما تعبدون من بعدي قالوا نعبد إلهك وإله آبائك إبراهيم وإسماعيل وإسحاق إله واحدا ونحن له مسلمون تلك أمة قد خلت لها ما كسبت ولكم ما كسبتم ولا تسألون عما كانوا يعملون صدق الله العظيم وقال رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لفاطمة يا فاطمة قومي فاشهدي أضحيتك فإنه يغفر لك بأول قطر من دمها كل ذنب أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم My honorable and respected elders and brothers in Islam, we are indeed going through Mubarak days, Mubarak nights. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala accept the ibadat of all the people, those that are fasting, those that made ibadat. And at the same time, all the hujjaj, today they are on the plains of Mina, back and doing all the qurbani, the sacrifices. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala accept all the hajj, make it a hajj maqbool and a hajj mabroor. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam is always remembered when Eid al-Adha approaches. One aspect is the aspect of the slaughtering of his son and the entire scene that played out. And one is the lesson that we may take from the life of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam. There are lots and lots of lessons, but we'll just try to focus on a few inshallah. One is Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala mentions, إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala tested Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam on various occasions. وَإِذْ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُنْ Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala tested him various occasions with various things. And on every occasion Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam passed the test. So here Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala makes mention, إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala told Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam to surrender. Now, a very beautiful part of it is this, that the word that is used, Aslim, is from Islam, and our religion is also Islam. And Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala makes mention, huwa sammakumul muslimin. Allah Ta'ala has mentioned us as Muslims, we submit. We as Muslims have to take great lessons from the lesson of Sayyidina Ibrahim, from the life of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, that he submitted, and because of his submission, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala makes mention of it in the Quran, and Allah Ta'ala kept our deen's name Islam, that we must also learn to submit like our forefather Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Now in deen, in our lives, day-to-day lives, whether it's in our home, domestic lives, social, our social lives, or whether it's our business, economical life, wherever we may be, we always be faced with two situations. One is what the Quran and the Sunnah wants us to carry out, how it shows us the teachings, the guidelines of the Quran and Sunnah. And the other way is what we see everyone else, the norm or the custom of that time, how everyone else is doing it, I must also do it that way. So we are faced with these two roads. So Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was also faced with these two pathways on various occasions, like when it came to slaughtering his son, must he slaughter or he must not slaughter? One is just a dream, but then again the dream of a Nabi. So all these deliberations, all these thoughts may be coming. But Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam surrendered, that this is the command of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. I will not listen to anything else, not listen to anyone else, not be put off by the temptations of shayateen, but I would rather pelt the shayateen and pelt the shaitan once and for all. And that became a lesson for the hujjaj as well. And then he submitted totally, wholeheartedly to the command of Allah Rabbul Izzat and slaughtered his son. And Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala replaced the son. We know the story. We don't want to go into the details. But the point is that the submission of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam to the command of Allah over the nafs. Now we also, in our businesses maybe, an opportunity will come. where we can make a quick money, quick buck this side and the wrong way. And one is the command of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala that I must do it the correct way. Maybe I'll earn less, but this is the command of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Now at this crossroad, what would I do? What am I supposed to do? So I'm supposed to say, Aslamtu li Rabbil Alameen, the words of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, that I totally, wholeheartedly submit to the command of Rabbul Alameen. Today in Durban, there's a great janaza, big janaza that took place of a businessman. So just this morning someone was discussing about his life. And last year there was a big gathering that took place in his new premises, whatever. So someone told him that, you know, you're so fortunate, Allah Ta'ala has accepted you, you know, you so much of khidmat you are doing that your entire business premises, before it was occupied now, before it came into use, you are able to give it for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what were his words in reply? That by me doing this, I am doing Allah tabarak wa ta'ala no favor. This, don't think that I'm doing Allah a favor, I'm doing deen a favor, by letting out my warehouse or by giving my warehouse for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My factory, my warehouse, if I give it for the deen of Allah ta'ala, I'm doing myself a favor. I'm not doing Allah or deen a favor. Then another thing someone mentioned, that he told his sons that in the entire business, that there should be not a single cent of haram in it, in the form of interest or whichever way. Not a single cent. And he says, if you will have to go that route of haram and put 1 cent also of interest in that business, I am not going to put my foot into this business. I will walk away. And his link with the masjid, that every salah that he is there, he is early before the masjid also. He opens the masjid and closes the masjid. He is there from tahajjud well before Fajr salah. All the salah is placed right behind the muazzin, next to the muazzin, behind the imam. And because his link with the masjid and his life was so pure and clean, look at the death that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gives. Now in the lessons of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, after he qala lahu rabbuhu aslim, qala aslamtu li rabbil alameen, wa wassa biha Ibrahim, banihi wa Yaqub. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, they give advice to the son. That, oh my children, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has chosen Islam deen for you. Make sure that you die only as believers. Submit to the will of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and die in that condition that you die as believers. In other words, that not just I am practicing deen and I'm sufficient, I'm happy on that, that I am practicing deen, that is sufficient for me. But the concern must be that what about my children? Am I worried that my children are on deen? I'm coming to the masjid, am I worried about my children? Are they also performing their salah? I'm reading Quran Sharif every day. I'm taking out time to make dhikr every day. But what about my children? What about my grandchildren? Inna Allah astafa lakum ad-deen. Allah chose for us deen. Fala tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. Again, don't die except that you submit wholeheartedly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's deen. Otherwise, beloved friends, it should not happen that we think that we are on deen. And mashallah, our children also will be on deen. Deen is not hereditary. It's not something that if the father is a Muslim, then guaranteed the son will be a Muslim. It's not like that. If the father is a Nabi, then it's no guarantee that the son will also be a believer. Everything is in the hands of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We have to make dua. So they give da'wah to the children that, oh my children, lead your life in such a way that when the time of death comes, then you will die as a believer, as a Muslim. Submitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَوَصَّى بِهَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ بَنِيهِ وَيَعْقُوبُ يَا بَنِيَّ إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى لَكُمُ الدِّينَ فَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ أَمْ كُنْتُمْ شُهَدَاءَ إِذْ حَضَرَ يَعْقُوبَ الْمَوْتُ. Then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala speaks about Yaqub alayhi salam, when death came to him, when he asked his sons that after I go from this world, who would you worship? They said, نَعْبُدُ إِلَٰهَكَ وَإِلَى worship your Rabb, the Rabb of Ishaq alayhi salatu wasalam, and we will worship the Rabb of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. We'll worship who you are worshipping, we are on the same deen, we'll worship. Now he was at ease. That, okay, I've left a legacy, I'm leaving behind something. Otherwise, I can leave behind millions. But if my children are not on deen, my progeny is not on deen, my family is not on deen, I, mashallah, first of musalli, second of musalli, 5 times musalli, but the condition of the women folk in my house is there's no salah in their lives, there's no importance of deen in their lives, then what legacy am I leaving behind? My millions and billions have no value. Everything is there. When the eyes will close, everything comes to an end. not one cent will benefit us in the akhirah then. But if I made an effort on my children, and my family, and my household, like Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, if we make that effort, then inshallah when we will leave this world, we are leaving behind a legacy. We are leaving behind people who have got importance of deen. So this person, Allah Ta'ala granted him 9th of Dhul Hijjah maut, Friday at the time of Tahajjud maut. What beautiful maut, beloved friends. Every one of us, we should ask that, what will be the condition when our death will come to us? Where will we be? The man whose heart is linked with the masjid, Allah will take him in a good condition. The man whose heart is linked out of the masjid, he has a bad death. May Allah protect us. So we will be faced with these two crossroads, with this crossroads and two pathways, and the decision is entirely ours, which one we would choose. Now it may be something about the nikah in our family, for example, or some walima, or some Eid function. Tomorrow is Eid al-Adha. Now we're having a get-together. Now how are we going to go about doing it? One is how everyone else celebrates, and don't care about the commandments of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, and photography, and video, and salah goes also, and parda also, all down the drain. Everything goes. And one is no, that I am a Muslim. My Islam teaches me that on the day of Eid also I am a Muslim. I'm not only a Muslim on a Friday at the time of Jummah, and not only a Muslim at the time of Eid Salah, but the entire day also I am a Muslim. Aslamtu li Rabbil Alameen. I will show my deen, portray my deen to the best of my ability. Whether the people like it, they are happy, they are not happy, whatever their remarks and comments may be. But I will uphold the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will, one is what we say, what the people will say. If I want to do it this way, what the people will say, oh, suddenly he's gone too pious. But do we ever think that, what will Allah say? The people may say whatever they want to say. We have no control over their tongues. But we have a good position in determining the decision of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. That if we do it in such a way that Allah is happy, and Allah says, I am happy with my bondsman, I am happy with my slave, what more do we want, beloved friends? So in the lessons of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, is to submit and to make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy. Everything else may look glamorous to us, and may look astonishing to us, and may sparkle and everything, all that may be in its place. But Allah has kept beauty in the sunnahs of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And one sunnah, each sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has more value than the entire world and whatever it contains. So do not neglect the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the mere pretext of what the people would say. Even if it means my sunnah clothing, my sunnah dressing, not only for Eid Salah, mashallah, you know, many, many years in our country before, when Islam was still, you know, you should say, Eid day, you could count the musallis with the sunnah libas, sunnah dressing. And today, alhamdulillah, there's such an environment that is the other way you can count the musallis who are not wearing the Islamic gear, Islamic dressing, the kurta. So, it's not only for the Eid Salah, it's for the entire day. And the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to be upheld at the time of slaughter also. The Nabiya Pak alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned that we have to be kind and soft with our animals even when we are slaughtering them. We should not be hard and harsh and drag them and torture them and scare them. But rather we should do it in a beautiful way that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is pleased. Rasulullah has shown us a beautiful way of slaughter. That nicely we take the animal, lay it down nicely, we don't have to get excited. And it's not necessary at the time of slaughter now to force the animal to drink water. It had all the time in the morning to drink water, it would drink. If you want to give it water, put the water there. Don't force it down its throat. And then the hadith teaches us very beautifully from the life of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam to ensure that our knives are sharp. Here also, sometimes we think the knives are sharp and then we slaughter. They say, no, pass the other knife. Now, how much of taklif we are giving to the animal? The sunnah way is immediately to slaughter after we read whatever we have to read, and immediately we slaughter. That is the most human way of slaughtering. That is the most acceptable way to such an extent that no taklif is caused to the animal. Immediately the veins are cut. There is no blood There is nothing, no oxygen going to the brains, and there is no pain felt whatsoever besides that slight pain of the knife, of that first impact, that's all. There is no torture. Unlike the other Western methods of where they're stunned and whatever, and again, if you're going to use a blunt knife, then we are now causing taklif, we are causing harm and pain to the animal, which is totally unacceptable. Then again, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Fatima radiallahu ta'ala, that, oh Fatima, your animal has been slaughtered. If you do not have the ability, those of the women folk who got the courage, they got the strength, then they should slaughter with their own hands, slaughter themselves. If not, at least 10 days when the animal has been slaughtered, but again, uphold the command of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala of parda. There should not be other men there, should be only the mahram there. If that situation cannot happen, then the woman don't have to be present also. And then, respected friends, after we slaughter, then not to immediately skin the animal. Why we must be in such a hurry that we don't let the animal cool? Let the animal cool off, then we remove the skin from the carcass. And beloved friends, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those of us that have got the ability, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would make one, slaughter one animal for the entire ummah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't forget us. Let us not forget him, inshallah. Those of us who've got the ability, we've got the means, then let us make one extra. It's never too late. Tomorrow is the first day. We got Saturday, we got Sunday, we got Monday till Maghrib. But if for some reason we cannot afford it, then no problem. But those of us that can afford, make an afil for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I tell you, my beloved friends, we are so fortunate, so lucky. We've got this environment, you know. The other morning after Fajr, we're going back and you just see the sheep on the road now. You have to go slowly because the sheep are on the road. You go many countries in the world, you don't see this kind of environment. Then you get some countries today who we may have heard about it or read about it, that now they are banning. They used to allow animal slaughter from their homes, now they ban the entire country. No one is allowed to slaughter from their homes. Go to the farms, the king of the country says, I'll be slaughter on behalf of all the Muslims. Nauzubillah. Taking away the spirit of sacrifice from the believers. Why go so far, beloved friends? Our surroundings, people that live in areas where there's not so much of mahol, maybe a masjid has just come up now recently. This week we were doing gash in one area, and the Imam Sahib, a young Maulana, he said that today I took them on an excursion. We were so elated when we heard this report. I said, what excursion, Maulana? He says, I brought them to Spingo Beach, all my maktab children, to see the sheep. Once a year I do that. Because we live in this area where there's only buildings and homes, and between the Muslim homes, maybe 20, 30, 40, 50 non-Muslim homes. So there's no environment of Qurbani. The entire 3 days of Qurbani will pass, the children will not even see, the parents will not even see one sheep also. So he says, every year I make it a point of bringing my children to Spingo Beach, and I take them around to the various sheep yard and wherever the sheep and the bulls and the cattle are, I take them to see it. May Allah Ta'ala reward him. What a great spirit to put into the children. So on that gush, we happened to meet one of the fathers. And he was so elated, so excited. He said, Maulana, we don't know how to thank you. My child is so happy that he saw the sheep and he went to the yard. Something you and I, we take for granted. But for someone else who doesn't have that environment, it's such a great thing. So keep the spirit alive of slaughtering in our homes. And let us not move away from this by giving it away to the farms or overseas or whatever. If we are under severe circumstances, there is a different system that we have to send it out, or we cannot do it in our yards. But alhamdulillah, we have the environment wherever we can. Let us keep it. Today we are here. Our grandparents thought about it. They kept it alive. Today we are here. We'll keep it alive. Our children, grandchildren, progeny, inshallah, will see it. May Allah protect us that a time will not come where it's snatched away from us also. May Allah protect us. May Allah accept all our qurbanis, all our efforts. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala accept the hajj of the hujjaj. Make it a hajj maqbool and a hajj maqbool. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.